President Rajapaksa cast his vote in his hometown in the southern part of the island nation. The president says his victory will be remarkable and evident thanks to the participation of voters across the country. Mr. Rajapaksa is one of 22 candidates on the presidential ballot, but the focus is on just him and his former top military commander, both touted as war heroes for last year's victory over the Tamil Tiger rebels. With the Sinhalese vote believed to be split down the middle between those two candidates, the focus is on the Tamil voters, who may hold in their hands the fate of the election.
As Tamils, we need a good situation. So in that basis, I chose my leader.
Many other Tamil voters interviewed by VOA in the capital spoke of protecting and expanding their rights as a minority, suppressed for decades by the majority Sinhalese. This man says he expects Mr. Fonseca to bring change. During the campaign, the president's supporters portrayed the general, who led the military campaign against the rebels, as betraying Sinhalese nationalism by cutting a deal with the political wing of the defeated Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam. That struck a chord with some voters. A Sinhalese woman saying President Rajapaksa saved the country, so she voted for him, expecting he will take Sri Lanka to a more prosperous level. Before voting began, the two main political camps traded accusations of election laws violations and of preparing to use force should the results not turn out to their opponent's satisfaction. Some violent incidents have been reported on election day, including bomb blasts in Jaffna, the northern Tamil heartland. These incidents are viewed by some Tamil voters as an attempt to keep them from polling stations.
Well, one word I can use is terrible because we never expect this type of violence from Sri Lankans. And I think the government should have taken adequate steps to prevent this.
Sri Lanka has 14 million eligible voters. Government officials say they expect final vote tallies to be released by midday Wednesday, which has been declared a national holiday. Steve Herman, VOA News, Colombo.